Hello and welcome to the Alice and Beck Show. I'm Alice.
I'm Bex.
And we haven't spoken to you in a long while. And we probably won't again for a long while.
Yeah.
Because?
I'm moving. I'm going.
She's leaving me. She's abandoning me. Moving is code for leaving me by the wayside, in the gutter, crying, eating my heart away.
Hey, if you didn't fail your ASs twice... this wouldn't be a problem at all. You could come with me, that would be fine. But because you're a failure, you're going to have to stay here in scummy Luton.
I was just seeking to prove right the old proverb that third time's a charm, which it is.
You don't know, you haven't got your results yet.
Yeah, but I've passed, okay? I'm going on the internet jinxing it, saying that I've passed, okay?
Alice is the most modest person you would ever meet.
Yeah. And beautiful, and clever, and funny, and charming.
And single, so... any lucky ladies out there?
Lucky ladies?
And a lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian, Bex.
We need to quash the rumours,
especially with us being in a complicated relationship on Facebook.
But we are in a complicated relationship.
It's not that complicated.
Nearly 19 years and still no sex.
Yeah,
that's true. Quite complicated.
Have we worked out what our anniversary is?
It's the 11th of February.
No, I mean, you know, paper, lace, wood.
Weren't we China? That's because we did check, didn't we? But it's weird. It wasn't 20 years would be our anniversary. It was like 17 to 19 years. It was really weird.
A 20th. There's bound to be a 20th, though.
Well, when we checked, clearly we were on a rubbish website. I think it was Wikipedia.
Well, we were on a phone as well, so it wasn't like easy access Google, see all the results.
Tell you what, when we put the song on, we'll go and find out. And then we'll have a big party.
Won't. Who can be bothered?
Me.
No.
Fine.
I thought what defined you was that you didn't care about anything. That's why we're in a relationship on Facebook, because you don't care.
All right. Well, I just don't care about Facebook.
Yeah. You heard about... Probably the listeners didn't hear about my little breakdown on Facebook.
The three listeners.
It was
my fault.
It was an official breakdown where we'd been on the phone and decided to be in relationships with people that we hadn't seen in quite a while just to see what happened.
And if either of you are listening, this might explain why. Save any confusion from
earlier. I did explain to him and we had a lols conversation.
Yeah, but
afterwards.
I didn't get a reply at all. I was still awaiting confirmation when I changed my relationship status.
He's in a relationship with someone else now.
Yeah, but he
Sorry
never replied.
Sorry to be the one to break the news, but he's moved on.
He did, but he was never mine to move on from because he didn't accept it, but he then didn't ignore it or anything. It was just there awaiting confirmation.
He obviously did ignore it and it just doesn't say to you. He's ignored your request.
Can't handle Facebook rejection.
But yeah, we'd had this phone conversation in which Bex had pushed me to the edge and we'd both gone into fake relationships on Facebook. And it made lots of people go, oh, well done, I'm so pleased for you, which annoyed me.
It annoyed me too, because people know I don't do relationships.
Yeah, and then to top it all off, I made myself a Christian and a Tory. And I liked, I think, Miley Cyrus.
Weren't you a lesbian as well?
No, I think... Oh, I might have been... yeah, I think I was a lesbian. I was interested in women.
And you wonder where the rumours come from.
I was a Christian Tory interested in women who liked Miley Cyrus.
Which was also commented by other people.
Who were like, oh my God, I love her too! And that annoyed me too.
What annoyed me more was at the pub when people who were really close to then went... So, Bex, you're in a relationship. No.
It was worse before I accepted your complicated relationship thing. People were like, oh my God, who is it? Who are you in a relationship with? And then it's, Bex is in a relationship with Alessandra. And you can just imagine them all going, oh.
No, they did. People did actually think that. They went, I was confused at first, but then when I heard it was Alessandra... It all made sense, and I kind of suspected it from the beginning.
It's a really good thing that we don't have our family on our privacy settings allowed to see anything.
Mine can see my relationship status, because my mum was in America, and she went, in a relationship, who are you trying to kids? Which is charming, of course.
At least your mum knows you better than some of the people you're friends with on Facebook.
That's true, but then when I told her, I went, it's with Alessandra, she went, ah, makes sense now.
We should just get married.
Well, we should, I think. Well, financially, it wouldn't benefit me in the slightest.
Well, it might. You don't know how rich I'm going to be in the future, do you?
Depends whether you pass your ASs or not.
But I'd quite like to adopt children, because I've got big plans for ways I want to warp young minds. And I'm...
What? How young?
Well, the thing is that I want to be able to name them. And I don't think I'm going to be able to find
but
any by chance.
But then you'd have one of them little things.
Yeah.
One you of know, those things what aren't really people.
No, the things that, before you become a human, those things.
Yeah, no, you're not having one.
Yeah, but I want one. I want
no.
Well, the chances of me finding twins named Aurora and Borealis up for adoption are really slim.
You can change their names, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to mess around with some kid's head.
Yeah, all right, because definitely getting one of them small things what I'm afraid of in the house, that definitely wouldn't be messing every time I saw one in the room. Ah, get away, I'm scared.
We might not live together forever. I might find a man. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Yeah, you
Thanks,
might
Bex.
Find a man.
Okay, we're going to go on to our first song now. It's by our friends band. They're very good. They're called Lost for Words. And, oh, what's their MySpace?
It's not myspace.com/lostfors. We'll tell you after the
we'll
song.
We'll tell you after the song. It is called Come to the Water, and it's by Lost for Words. Yes, that was Lost for Words, and their MySpace is www.myspace.com/POIWGC. And I've got no idea why. They used to be Point of Impact, Welling Garden
City.
City
probably. Yeah, can you just do the www bit again?
www.
Yeah, because you definitely sound like you couldn't be bothered to say it. Like,
who can be bothered with www?
That's amazing. I'm just going to record that one day. Make a song out of it.
You could probably
could
make...
a dubstep song.
Or you could make kind of... You know how people listen to repetitive music to send them off to sleep? You could have just me on loop going www.
I think that would drive people literally insane.
If it was back in the good old days, you could probably sell it to Guantanamo Bay.
But it's not. And I'm sure I'd get in trouble for doing
gosh
that.
Gosh darn
the
these
place.
Human rights laws. We found out what our anniversary was. In the UK, we're currently on our furniture anniversary. Our second anniversary.
We're currently on coloured gems.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be furniture on our next anniversary.
And we were furniture on our last anniversary because 17th and 19th are the same because people are lazy.
Pretty much. But if we're in America, we'd currently be on turquoise, moving on to aquamarine.
That's traditional US. The traditional. Modern US is porcelain and China.
No, China's 20th for us. All of them.
Oh. Well, porcelain. Something in porcelain.
Yep. Something really exciting, I'm sure.
But nobody gets us these presents. We need to throw anniversary parties for ourselves. And
if
get
we do it on our 20th one, that's a special one.
What if they will buy us China? I don't need no China.
Have you met the people we know? Do you think they'd buy us China?
No, they probably wouldn't buy us a present at all. They'd probably give us a hug.
Bring us alcohol, probably.
They'd bring themselves alcohol. They'd bring their own bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That is what would happen. We've got a rubbish mate's name. We need
so
to step up
generous.
Our game.
To be fair, we're not very good at presents, so...
Oh, dude. New plan for a business.
Yes.
It's like a dating site, but for brand new friends, and only high-class ones. So we get lots of rich people with no friends, and put them on a website, and then poor people can come and find rich friends.
Right.
Trust me, there is a market for it.
Yeah. Why would the rich people want poor friends?
Because they're rich and they're cold and lonely in their mansions. They've got no friends.
But surely, if you're rich, you'd like other rich friends.
No.
Yeah.
No, because you're
you
generous
trust
too.
Trust me.
No, you're generous and you want to lavish all of your wealth upon less fortunate people.
And you think these rich people wouldn't already have friends if they're generous and really like people and stuff.
No, trust me, it's a $1 million idea.
Alessandra is clearly a genius. We'll take it to Dragon's Den.
No, Dragon's Den, they're a bit harsh. I think we should just go for it. Get ourselves a business loan from the bank.
Well, I already think it's a bad idea. And if you're scared to go on Dragon's Den because you think your idea is so bad,
fine.
Let's just not do it.
Fine. How do you propose that we support ourselves the rest of our lives?
I've already told you, we'll make those cards. You can write your funny little poems in them and I'll draw pictures on them.
That was a one-off, that poem. I'm not normally so inspired and creative and brilliant.
True.
No, that's when you say, no, Alessandra, as well as we said earlier, being modest, beautiful, clever, funny and charming, you're
and
also
lesbian.
Really creative and beautiful.
Yep.
I know I already said beautiful, but I'm really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving me that look and say stuff. We're on the radio. You need to talk.
Yeah, but just sometimes I'm a bit lost for words because of what you're saying. I'm so beautiful, I'm so amazing, look at me, I'm wonderful, everyone should worship the ground I walk on.
You do it, just in a more subtle way. At least I'm honest about my arrogance. Anyway, you're sometimes lost for words, did you say? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, that was another link. We're getting good at these. We did go to see Lost for Words at Battle of the Bands, and they were amazing.
Yes, they were.
They
were really
spectacularly
good. They were in the semi-finals of the Surfing Unsigned Festival. It wasn't called the Surfing Unsigned Festival. It was called the Something Unsigned Festival, though. Oh, it's close.
It was a Battle of the Bands, either how.
Either how? That's not a phrase or a word.
It is.
No, anyhow or either way.
I like either how.
It makes
right.
No sense.
By the by.
Yeah, that's
is
okay.
That better? Would you prefer that?
That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Okay. But, you know, our journey to the Purple Turtle in Camden was very nice, wasn't it, Alessandra?
No, it was not nice.
It
because
was lovely.
Bex is an idiot.
It's not entirely my fault. If we weren't delayed in the first place, there would have been no rain to start with.
Yeah, but there's no point blaming your brother because he's just to blame for everything in the world.
Is it because he's grim?
Yeah, and nothing will ever come of blaming him, so there's just no point.
They don't know the story. Tell them the story.
Okay, I can't remember the beginning bit of why we were delayed. I just remember it was your brother's fault.
Oh, because he ran a bath, forgot about it. And so while we were waiting for him to come out of the bath, he then comes downstairs and goes, I'm going to have a bath. And
that
just
delayed
ran
us from getting
one
ready. That's
by
right.
About 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So we were going to get ready early-ish in the afternoon so that we could have most of the day in Camden before going on to the gig. But because of that delay, we were then rushed to get ready, and we made ourselves look beautiful.
Stunning.
We were amazing.
Goddesses, perhaps.
You've never seen a vision so captivating in all your life.
Practically glowing.
Yeah, we really were.
We would have, if there were people walking around my area when we were walking down, they've just like walked into lampposts and stuff, if I had lampposts in my area.
So we set off from Bex's and it was beautiful, glorious weather. The sun was peeping through the clouds.
It wasn't when we set
it
off.
It was. When we set off, it was all right.
No, it wasn't.
Either way, it was better than it was later. Because after walking, I'd say about halfway,
yep,
torrential rain.
I'll just point out, halfway's about a mile and a half walk.
Yeah. Torrential rain broke forth from the heavens, and we're not talking about the torrential rain like some people say when they've got their umbrella up and the water is soaked through their hood so their hair's a bit damp. Not talking that sort of torrential rain. Bex was wearing a leather jacket,
genuine leather,
which she was able to wring the water out of.
Yep, and actually after it dried it creaked like twice as much. It was ridiculous.
Like even our underwear was soaked, and I was wearing a jacket and a skirt and tights, and then my underwear got wet.
Yep, but that was mainly my fault.
And my shoes were completely flat and walking through puddles, and they were soaked. And my makeup was fine because I've got a fringe, but Bex's makeup looked hideous. She looked worse than the Joker by the time we got to the train station.
My makeup was beautiful, can I point out? Really, really pretty, lovely makeup. And then it was just black eyeliner on my cheeks. There was none on my eyes. It was just like on my cheeks and all spread down my face and on my chin.
Yeah, it was really like a horror film.
Yeah.
And then popped into Waitrose to buy, I think, some cigarettes and a bottle of Coke. Came out, and Bex had forgotten her ID.
Which we definitely needed.
Oh, by this point, the sun had come out and everything was warm and bright.
Yep.
But we looked ridiculous. We looked in absolute state.
Yeah. And so our plan would have had to have been walk all the way back to mine and down. We would have been late for the gig, which started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
If we'd done that.
And so we were showed kindness by a benevolent acquaintance. Lauren Rothery's mum. Lovely Mrs. Rothery. I'm in love with her.
She's best person in the world. She's an really angel.
She happened to be popping into Waitrose, and she passed by us and took pity because we looked so horrendous.
I think the first thing she said to me was, "What happened to your face?"
Yeah.
Which, you know, is always a nice response to have.
So then it was all good. We got a lift back, got the ID, sorted out our hair and makeup vaguely on the train, and then had a good gig. It was very, very enjoyable.
But talking of the what happened to your face thing, I keep getting all these backhanded compliments. It's getting ridiculous. Try this one.
By the way, what happened to your face is in no way a compliment, backhanded or otherwise.
No, I know, but I do get a lot of those stupid compliments. Most recently, "You're a lovely girl, considering what you've been through." Great, so I'm a bitch if I've had a great life. "I'm only lovely because I've had a bit of a weird life. Cheers." Or, "What about this one? You've got great tits. You've got an alright face too." Or, "You've got a beautiful face, beautiful boobs, beautiful body." I don't know why my boobs are not part of my body, by the way. This is, you know, confused me for a while.
They're a separate entity.
Yeah,
they're like the
so
blob in that old like 60s film. You know,
thanks for the compliment.
You know the advert where it's like, "You can run, but you can't hide from the blob." That's what your boobies are.
Isn't that also a Rice Krispie Square advert?
Is it?
Yeah, where the blob is a marshmallow.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that they're watching, there's a trailer for it when they go to the drive-in at Greece, in the film Greece.
It probably
anyway,
is.
Anyway, carry on. You got great face, great boobs, a great body, and
shit clothes. But it wasn't even shit clothes. Originally it was, "Your shoes don't complement your boobs," which I don't understand. And then it was, "Yeah, you've got a beautiful face, blah, 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 blah. But I don't like your clothes. Your clothes are horrible. They make you look sad. Why do you wear them?"
Your clothes make you look sad?
Yeah.
Surely your face makes you look sad.
Not your clothes. I looked hot that night, I'd like to point out. My outfit was really nice and I was wearing beautiful shoes.
And not the sort of hot where you've been through torrential rain and look well, like a worse rip-off of the Joker.
Yeah, not that one.
No.
I actually looked all right. Hey.
Some people just don't appreciate these things. It's a good job you've got a beautiful, clever, funny, charming person here to appreciate how beautiful, clever, funny and charming you are too.
Because you're so complimentary towards me all of the time.
Even that was a backhanded compliment because it was sarcastic and ironic.
And bigging yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what are you going to do with me?
I still don't get how my mum thinks if I was to get dreadlocks, they wouldn't compliment my boobs either.
Why are your boobs, like, this style? They're not like an accessory.
I know, they're there all the time. I don't understand how clothes and hairstyles will make my boobs look horrible. I don't... And why is that a problem? Especially when it's my mum. Surely she wants my boobs to look bad.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand your mum.
I'm just
going to
crawl in a hole
and...
No, I don't understand your mum at all. Alessandra's mum was pissed when we called.
No, she called me.
Yeah, she did.
I actually got a drunk dial from my mum.
Yeah, all those people who get them from exes and stuff. Not us. Mum. Pissed mums. Actually, my mum's called me pissed quite a few times.
Yeah, but I think your mum gets pissed more than my mum, because my mum normally just falls asleep.
And to be fair, what was she doing when she called?
She was making a cup of tea.
Of course she was.
Oh, my life is so glamorous.
Definitely.
Anyway, I think we should move on to the next song now.
Yeah, another one by the Ghost of Samantha.
Yes, she's a repeat offender on this podcast because she was on the last episode too.
And she'll probably be on the next one in 6 years' time when we do another one.
6 years' time? I really hope we've like upped our game in terms of equipment and stuff in 6 years' time.
Better microphones, hopefully.
Okay, so this is the Ghost of Samantha. You can find her at myspace.com/theghostofsamantha.
Don't forget the
and this song is Mr. and Mrs. Mannequin.
This might sound funny, yeah, I'm a little shy, and it's been going on for so long now, needs to change. A blitter cushion, blitter cushion, bye, bye. Blitter cushion, blitter cushion, bye, bye. Blitter cushion, blitter cushion, bye, bye. Blitter cushion, blitter cushion, bye, bye, yeah. Let me be big bones, eyes, and a permanent sign. Yeah, this is what I look for in the mannequin. the shoulder, I turn around, I see you, but she gonna make a sound. Is this real or am I dreaming? Inside my head, I am screaming.
Was the Ghost of Samantha with Mr. and Mrs. Mannequin.
Isn't it a lovely song?
It is so
all
cute.
About love and mannequins, and if it was just normal people, I probably wouldn't like it.
No, it'd probably make me feel sick if I was shut up.
But it's with a mannequin.
Yeah, and aww, that makes it adorable. I think there's something wrong with us, Bex.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, we're at the final part of maybe our final podcast ever.
Don't say that, we'll do one again. Maybe we'll be in an actual radio station one day.
Yeah, as if, Bex.
Alright, we'll go with your rich and poor friends united.
We're going to have our fingers in many pies, my friend.
Really glad you said pies. I really wasn't sure where that was going.
It's a thing. Having your fingers in many pies, that's a thing.
I know it is, but when you look at me and say we're going to have our fingers in, you know, get concerned.
Anyway, the next time anyone hears from me, it'll probably be like, on the news. You know when they do that story about a cat who lived to an extraordinarily long time and then died just after its master died? It'll be some story about a perfectly healthy 19 years I'll be then.
Yeah,
19 year old girl dying of a broken heart.
Oh, I'd like to point out, it's not like I'm just moving sort of half an hour away, I'm moving quite far away.
Well, yeah, you already live about half an hour away.
Exactly. It's not like I'm just moving a little bit.
I'm not a total loser.
I am moving all the way down to Exeter, so good luck with that, with your no friends, because they're all at uni.
I'm going to die, Bex.
You're not. You're just going to spend all of your money on coming down to Exeter.
I'm going to become like Howard Hughes and store my urine in bottles in my room and grow a beard.
You can grow a beard? I didn't know you were capable.
Probably, I'm Italian. I'm sure I can give it a crack.
Wow. So when I, like, eventually come back...
Give it a crack isn't a phrase, is it? You can have a crack at something, or you can give it a go. You can't have a... No.
No, you're right, that's not a real phrase. We're doing well with these tonight. Or this morning.
Either way, yeah. I'll give it a crack.
Have a go. So when I come back, you're going to be... in the circus as a bearded lady.
Yeah, and fat, because I would have tried to fill the void with food.
You saying that I could be replaced by food?
Yeah. No, I'll try. I'll try, but it'll never work, and that's why I'll get
fat. Why can't I be normal and turn into an alcoholic or something?
Fine, I'll be a fat, alcoholic, bearded lady.
No, you're going to be a stoned, fat, bearded lady. That's what's going to happen. You're going to spend all your life with looting stoners because you have no one else.
I'm not. That is not the path for me.
You are. You're going to be grim.
No. I'll fight the dark force.
Of grimness.
Yeah.
The Grim Reaper.
I will. Well, maybe. Maybe you'll become fat and bearded without me.
I doubt it, because I'll be with my other best friend. And, you know, some, you know, other close friends. I have two gay men living in my house. I have my own pole for pole dancing and everything.
Nah, so... I'm Bex and I live in a house and I've got friends and I have a job. Brilliant.
And I'll be all sexy and toned from all the pole dance I'm going to do every day.
You're not allowed to have a go at me about being arrogant when you're like, oh, check me out, I'm so cool, my life's going to be so great and you're going to be so lonely.
But that's just telling facts.
No,
that's
not.
That's not arrogance.
No, I'm going to go on to bigger and better friends when you leave.
Thanks.
Yeah, and it'll be difficult to get bigger friends.
Oh! Yeah, it'd be funny if it was true. But I'm all sexy and beautiful, so...
Surely it'd be really not funny. If you were really fat and I just made a fat joke, it'd be like, dude, what's going on?
Ouch, burn.
Yeah, anyway, we better wrap up this.
Because Alessandra has interview in how many hours?
Oh, it's 2:15 now. I've got an interview in about 7.5 hours.
Yeah. At Poundland.
Poundland! Poundland for the win! I really want to work at Poundland.
I really hope they hear this podcast.
Yeah, me too, because I really want to work at Poundland. Poundland is my dream.
But it won't be up by the time, you know, you have your interview.
Yeah, but they might be going through applications and they might just, perchance, Google their applicants and be like, oh, what's this? And they'll listen and they'll hear me.
Like, they'll care that much, it's Poundland.
They'll hear me saying how much I love. No, because Poundland is very professional and I'm sure that Poundland have a really dedicated team of staff and I really want to be part of that, Bex. I want to be part of the Poundland dream.
Well, you've definitely got the enthusiasm going.
I have.
You're only working there for the discounts, aren't you? That is the only reason.
You get discounts.
At Poundland?
Yeah.
Well, you get discounts in pretty much all retail.
So, for me, it'll be like 70p land. Yeah. Wow, I really hope I get this job, Bex.
It's like, yeah, Bex, you're all classy, working at Debenhams with your 20% discount. I'm working at Poundland. I get 10p off every purchase. Brilliant. Actually, that's harsh. That's only a 10% discount, and that's harsh on pound things.
Yeah. I hope that it stretches. I don't... Well, let's just get the job first, shall we?
Both of us?
Well, me.
Just you.
Yeah.
Should be fine. Debenhams might reject you, but Poundland probably takes
you on.
You
think Poundland is sort of my level? Yeah. Where I should be aiming. Well, yeah. Fingers crossed, mate.
Good luck.
Anyway, we're going to leave you now with a song by R. Divide.
Who are lovely.
I think we chose Hourglass in the end, didn't we?
I think we did, but we'd just like to point out, was it the bassist who gave us the CD?
Oh, he was so lovely. He gave us it for free. We just went up to him and asked if he'd mind us using his music on our podcast. He just gave us a free CD and then paid for it himself.
I know. I think he might have thought we were famous when we said, oh yeah, we do podcasts and stuff and play music on the internet. He must have thought... Oh, well in there.
Yeah.
We're not. We have 3 listeners.
Maybe more.
Nah.
Maybe. If you're a listener, email us and let us know.
Because we think there's about 3 of you.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
If we get 3 emails now...
Well...
at least we've got you guys!
That's, what's it called in golf when you get what you're meant to... What, the par? You know? You know how it's good if you get... But yeah, we're on par. If we have 3...
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll be on par. Okay.
Okay.
Our Divide and Hourglass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll say goodbye as well. And Alessandra's about to sneeze, but she looks like she's praying. Right, well, we'll say goodbye now. Bye, everyone. Love you, and I'll miss you loads.
Bye. Love you. Mwah.
Mwah.